Whenever you're upset, it's because you have the illusion that you've lost your six needs or some of them. So I had the illusion that I had lost certainty, right? I had the illusion that I was now insignificant. I had the illusion that I was unloved. Those are all illusions, because I can have all those things myself even if no one else provides them. But so that's what I asked myself. The question I asked myself is, what is really going on here? What's really going on here? And my answer was, if I'm upset, I have the false belief that my needs are not being met. Is that true? Yes or no?
Yes.
Anytime you're upset either because something is happening and you're using it as an excuse to make yourself feel insignificant or uncertain, or to make yourself feel unloved, or feel like you're not growing, or feel like your life has no meaning and you're not contributing, or some combination. If you do many of those, you get completely overwhelmed. How many have done this? Say I. So I said, okay, what's really going on here? What's really going on here is the following. Seven of the most successful business human beings on the planet came here on my request for no money to give me a day of their life. Several times during the day, they reminded me that I could not have bought their time, that no one could, right? Which is absolutely true. They came for one reason, because they think I'm a significant human being in their life. They came because they love me. They came and they want me to succeed. That's why they try to provide uncertainty for me, just to make sure I focused even more. And while many things they said are wrong and were generalizations, some of they said is probably right, and I just don't want to admit it to myself. That's a very different meaning, isn't it? Maybe what I really had today was a massive hit of significance and love for these men to show up and to give me a day of their life. Maybe more than almost anything else they could do. But I had converted that into losing it all because they didn't speak to me the way my rules say I would feel loved or significant. And then I thought, you know, I wouldn't do that. But I thought, yeah, and I'm a professional coach and they are not. That's not their profession. That's not their focus. None of them got where they were because they were so warm and gentle. Maybe one. One of them did. He was the one that balanced the rest of the people out. Right? So I thought, that's interesting. So I thought, okay, do I still have certainty? Before I walked in, I was totally certain. I wasn't going in there because I was uncertain. I was going because I was so certain I was trying to figure out what to do next. So I thought, do I still have that certainty? I said, yes. Nothing's changed in one day. And I can feel even more significant because I can say, I can take this experience that was so painful and turn it into one of the most valuable experiences of my life. And I can feel so loved to know they care enough about me. Even if they're wrong in what they said, they care enough about me, and they're probably right about some of it. And a little additional uncertainty may be really valuable for my life because it'll make me reassess some of my assumptions that I probably would never do on my own because of my need for certainty. And then the thing that pushed me over the edge was I looked down in the front of my RPM planner, I have my four power virtues. And I looked down and saw courage, and I thought, I got so strong. I thought, determination. There is nothing that stops me. And all of a sudden, my certainty was at 1,000%. Right? And I thought, self-honesty. I thought, you know what? Some of what they said is real. What did they say is real, and how can I use that? Right? And I thought, compassion. I need to have compassion for these men. The big deal is they didn't communicate it perfectly. I have compassion for myself. It's okay that I felt a little sad. It's a great learning experience. When's the last time I felt this way? High school. Great learning experience, and I can use this. And all of a sudden, I went from total pain and agony and depression to euphoria by doing two things. Knowing what's really going on and immediately stepping back into my power. Because those four emotions are me. I am will and determination. I am courage. I am honesty. I am compassion. That's who I am. It's not something I have to figure out how to do. It's who I am. And when it's attached to your identity, everything changes. Now, it's a little postscript to this story. One of the guys called and said, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. This is before I totally integrated myself, right? Fine. He said, can we go to dinner? I thought, with you? So I went to dinner with him. Everybody else kept step upper lip, everything else. But that, at the end of the night, is when I finally figured it out. And so the next morning, I'm supposed to go on one of these guys for a trip on his yacht. Right? It's during the July 4th time. And so I'm going to be with him for 4 days. Right? Well, now I'm in good shape. I wake up the next morning, we're jumping on a plane to fly to the yacht, and we're sitting together on the plane, and he says to me, Tony, he said, I owe you an apology. I said, what are you talking about? He said, I was so harsh yesterday. I said, listen, you weren't harsh, you just called it as you saw it. I said, some of what you said is dead wrong. You just don't have all the facts. Some of it, I think, is probably more right than I wanted to admit. And I said, I'm sorry, I was like a little boy there, ready to cry. I said, it was just me feeling disconnected from you, like you were not caring about me, and I know you care about me. And I said, it was just my own thing. And I said, it was a real growing experience for me. He said, I've been thinking about it too because I felt so bad about it. He said, I couldn't sleep last night. He said, I just got to tell you, I love you so much. I said, I know you do. I appreciate you saying that. I said, most men can't say that to the men. I said, I really appreciate that you can express those feelings to me, and I can to you because I really love and respect you. He said, I got to tell you, I figured out what it was about. I said, what do you mean? He said, I was so harsh. I knew that I couldn't be reacting to you. I must be reacting to something in myself. And he said, that's exactly what I was doing. When I was saying to you, you better focus. You better focus on this thing. He said, that's because I have this deal with this company that paid him $1 billion, a billion, to make some movies. But he didn't want to make movies, so he took that money and he built movie theaters and started making music. He said, because I love to make music because it has a better profit structure than movies do. Movies, you can spend $100 million, you can get the guy that wrote Terminator 2, you can get Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you can get a couple of the other actors in the same thing, and instead of Terminator 2, you end up with, what was that hero movie he was in? I'm trying to think of it. Last American Hero. He said, you can do everything right and it still falls apart. He said, so I found myself wanting to do something new that's more profitable, that's more rewarding, that's more whatever, because I don't want to do this thing. So I was yelling at you, but I was really yelling at myself because I am not doing that. I'm not doing what they paid me to do. He said, honestly, here's the other thing I realized. He said, it felt good for me to coach you. He said, because whenever you're coaching me, I always go, God, he's so right. Then I go, he's so young. He said, I hate that. He goes, I had to show you I knew a few things too. He said, I'm embarrassed to admit it, but it made me feel what you call significant. He said, I felt significant when I was beating up on you. He said, but I don't want significance. I want connection with you. I thought, oh, what an unbelievable friend. Somebody, A, who could have that kind of awareness, B, who could honestly express it. Right? And it just bonded our relationship even stronger.